like, and I mean, if a cow or animal tried to get across.
You remember Grandma?
Yes, right.
And all
yes.
the children would hold hands.
Yes.
So the shock would go
all the way through them. Mm-hmm.
Can you name any other kind of fences that are made out of wood? Different kinds that are made out of wood.
Well, I know they have now so many places around the area here build blind, like privacy type fence. Not fence, but it's a private boarding like that would give you privacy in your backyard or something. I guess you might call that a fence type thing, would you not?
Mm-hmm. What about the kind of fence that's made out of like old logs cut in half and sort of arranged in a twisted fashion? What would you call them?
I've seen them, but I really don't know what they're called.
Abraham Lincoln used to do this. Do you remember?
Yeah, but it was what?
It's sort of a zigzag
fashion. I forgot what they called it. It's a split rail fence, I believe. Uh-huh.
Okay. What about a fence around, say, a barn, say, a pasture? Would you have any specific name, or do you remember any name?
Just the pasture fence, I think, is all I've ever heard them called.
When you set up a barbed wire fence, you must dig holes for the, or any fence for that.
For the post to go in. Mm-hmm. To
what would you call a fence or a wall made of loose stone or rock that you could remove from a field? Kind of, if you were going to make a wall or a fence around your house made out of stone,
rock
you would
wall.
Call it?
Rock wall or stone wall, huh?
Let's see. Do you use your best dishes every day?
No, I usually use my best silver every day, but not my best china. I do have some that I don't use often, though. But usually the people that come to my house, I treat them as home folks.
Well, that's good. What would you use to carry water in?
Just a pail, a bucket.
What would you call something else if a bucket-type container is made of tin? If it's not a plastic-type thing, what would you call it?
We'd call it a metal bucket.
What sort of container would you carry food to the pigs in, or have you ever carried food to the pigs?
I never have carried food to the pigs, but I followed my uncle in your day when he did, and they called it the slop bucket.
What about when you're making something, when you're frying something, what do you call the pan that you cook it in?
A frying pan. Mm-hmm.
What about something big and black that you had out in the backyard that you made, you might use for heating up water? Say, to boil clothes in. I know you'd have them, but maybe you know of these.
Yes, uh-huh, the great big black tubs.
Now people use them for
pots. Uh-huh,
so
black pot.
So what would you call this?
It was a big, they called it a big black pot.
What would you use to cut flowers in?
We use vases.
What about when you're planting a flower in the house, what would you, or for an indoor flower, what would you call this, or an outdoor?
We call them a planter. Uh-huh. That you plant the flowers in, you mean to grow in. Mm-hmm, I'd say a planter.
I noticed your son has chores to do around the house. Are any of his chores having to set the table?
Yes, uh-huh, and to do the dusting, and he's just real, real helpful around. Even though he is just 11 years old, he's really a big help to me in the way of setting the table and dusting and cleaning the bathrooms and things like this. He's a very helpful little boy.
If he were going to set the table, what things would you want to put on the table?
Well, he usually puts, sometimes he forgets the napkins, but usually he has the fork and the knife and the spoon and the plate and,